Hi, babies. How are you? What's up? This is my way of saying how are your minds, your hearts, your soul. Anyways, I'm really, really sorry for not posting a lot for the past few days, and it kind of breaks my mind to not post something significant or helpful for this time. But I'm just trying my best to post a lot and to post everything that can help you, that can help us all. So let's help one another. This is kind of a tragic time to think that you can't even go out with your friends. You know, friends are significant. Let's admit it. Why? If you do not have friends, you feel lonely, right? Especially if you're far away, or if you're in abroad, and especially if you're an only child, it's really hard without friends. Yes, you have your cousins, but they have their own lives. Their lives doesn't revolve around you. And even if you want their time, sometimes they don't really give that to you. Sometimes they don't feel attached to you when you need them and when you need their company. But they get attached to you when they need something from you. That's the reality. Most people experience that. But most of the time, we are lucky if we have cousins who are happy when they see us, when they talk to us, even though they joke, you know, they joke indescribable things like being mean. I experienced that with my young cousins. You know, they will be like so angry, but to laugh at them because they're so funny, to be exact. This pandemic taught us a lot of things. To cherish your friends, to cherish your family, to cherish those people around you, because this virus, this, I don't know how to call this. Is this an apocalypse to us? I'll just call it an apocalyptic situation. This apocalyptic situation made us regretful for not being able to share more time or more of our time with our friends before the lockdowns happened. It removed the chance of being happy. It removed the chance of us being able to do what we ought to do in a normal way. But now, we have adjusted so much because of this pandemic, and this really didn't help at all, because depression, anxiety, overthinking, what else, other health issues, problems, financial problems, life problems, or personal problems, it arose so much. Tension between families, tension between friends, tension between every single thing it really arose during this time of pandemic. But you know, above all of those, you set aside those things and you love your family, your friends, yourself, because that is what you need. Love. I will never get tired of saying love for this season, because that is what we need right now. We cannot perform these things. Frontliners cannot do their jobs if they don't love it, if they don't love the patients as mere humans who fight for their lives all the time, all the freaking time. So I will never be tired. I will never get exhausted about anything that involves love. I already mentioned this before that I hate it when people only think that love is about romantically speaking, or romance between opposite or more different people. There's a lot in the word love. Comes respect, comes with care, faithfulness, or loyalty, honesty, consideration, understanding, sacrifice. There is a lot in life. It's always about us, and it's not always about romance. It's all about the care that we have for ourselves, for the people around us, how we consider ourselves as a part of them, and how we put consideration into their feelings and not invalidate them. You know what I always hated is that you are sacrificing yourself for a lot of things and for this love in order for it to work, and then someone invalidates it. Even if you sacrifice so hard, harder than the others, you do not have the right to invalidate their feelings, because they are hurting too. They sacrifice too. It's not a championship game for whoever sacrificed the most, for whoever gave the most of their time, their help, their money. It's not about that. It's about being simple enough to understand that this life requires a lot of sacrifice. Even if you do not work, even if you study, even if you don't study, even if you do anything in your life, it requires a lot of sacrifice. Why? Why are you studying? It's a sacrifice for your life to be better. Why are you working? It's a sacrifice to give your family a good life that they deserve, especially for your children if you have any. There's sacrifice in everywhere. And we have to consider every detail that comes along with it. And so, we shouldn't invalidate those feelings, to be honest. I hate it. I hate it so much. Because invalidating someone's feelings and someone's hard work or sacrifices is like invalidating yourself. What if someone does that to you? What if someone says that to you? What if someone asks about how much sacrifice did you give? Right? Let's stop invalidating someone's feelings and someone's worth and someone's life. It's not ours to say. And it's not everyone's right to say. We do not have the rights to say it or to do any of it. Feelings are attacked, or they're being attacked over time. We must remember that even the artists, musicians, actress or actors, they have feelings. And I hate it when someone invalidates their feelings for what they've said, for their actions, for what they do. I hate it. They're humans, they have feelings. We do not need to invalidate any of that. Why? Because we own them? You own them? You do not own them. We do not own them. No matter if you say, I watched his movie, her movie, I listened to his song, her song, I bought the CD for the album of the song or for the movie itself, we did not have the right to say that. They are working. That's their work. And as a person, it's a gratitude to say, or it's a gratitude to make them feel that they're worth it. They're worth in everything that they do. Even for starters, or for beginners, or for intermediate level, or for the hardest level that they attained. It's all the same. I just want to make it clear for everyone that people have feelings. People have a life that they do not share with you, a life that they have for their own, and it is the life that you shouldn't invalidate and put an ownership with. You shouldn't interfere. It's your life, to be honest. Anyway, I'm not going to make this any longer. This is just a simple explanation of what it's like to have feelings, especially for us humans. It's a feeling of being important, being validated and not invalidated. It's a feeling of being able to conform with what our minds and hearts want. It's been 30 minutes, guys. I really appreciate every single one of you who continues to listen to my podcasts, even though I already made it a point about saying love all the time. Well, I hope that you'll continue to love me. And of course, to continue to love the show, not only me. And of course, please, please wait for my Twitter account. I'm still trying to get a hold of it. I know it's been months since I've said I'm going to open up an account, but I just can't make it for now because I'm too occupied at the moment, so bear with me, and I hope to see each and every one of you who listens to this podcast on my Twitter channel once and for all. Anyways, this is your The Night Ghost Podcast buddy, Jenny. Goodbye and good night.